Well, this is a very special episode today. I want to welcome you to Side Hustle School, of course. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 2550. And we are doing the first $1,000 segment that's been really popular all year, hearing how someone got their business started, what the origin story was, but not just the philosophical origin story, the nuts and bolts of how they made their first money. So we hear today from a special guest. He's actually been with us before. He's a world traveler with a unique perspective. You're going to discover how he leveraged his annual global journey to create a successful travel blog, navigating the realms of SEO and monetization through Google Ads, all good stuff, right? So let's actually go, I think it looks like, we're going all the way to the North Pole for this particular segment. Okay. Well, let's hear it from our special guest. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Ho, ho, ho! Greetings from a land far away. I might sound familiar, but today you'll hear something about me that you never knew. My side business. In fact, you can call me the world's most magical travel blogger. When I'm not busy with my Christmas duties, I'm sharing the wonders of the world through my blog, Santa's Sleigh Ride Travels. Let me take you on my journey of turning this blog into a thriving side hustle. It started as a way to document the countless hidden gems I'd visit on my annual trip. From the sparkling streets of Paris during Christmas to the quiet winter beauty of rural Japan, I wanted to share these experiences far and wide. But how does one stand out in the crowded world of travel blogging? Well, by leveraging good old Santa SEO. First, I had to understand what people search for when looking for travel inspiration. Keywords like hidden holiday destinations and unique Christmas traditions around the world became my focus. I infused my blog posts with these terms, all while keeping my jolly tone and providing authentic insights. After all, I've been doing this for a while, so I know about a lot of places. Monetization was the next step. With Google Ads, I found a way to earn revenue from my blog without detracting from my reader's experience. I carefully placed ads in my blog's layout, ensuring they were relevant and non-intrusive. It was important to me that my blog remained a delightful place for my readers. One of my favorite posts, which truly catapulted my blog's success, was about the Christmas markets of Germany. I shared anecdotes, like how I once joined in with a group of carolers in Nuremberg and offered tips on finding the coziest market stalls. This post went viral in several countries, and I saw a significant spike in traffic and ad revenue. To my surprise, the blog also attracted attention from travel agencies and holiday resorts. They started approaching me for sponsored posts and collaborations. I was selective, though, partnering only with those that aligned with the Christmas spirit. But the heart of my blog has always been the joy of sharing. I set up a section where readers could submit their own holiday stories and travel experiences. This not only diversified the content, but also built a community of holiday travel enthusiasts. For anyone considering a similar venture, remember that authenticity is key, especially in the world of SEO and blogging. Stay true to your voice and interests, and find ways to monetize that don't compromise your integrity or your audience's trust. Today, Santa's Sleigh Ride Travels isn't just a blog. It's a go-to source for holiday travel inspiration. It's proof that with a little SEO magic and a lot of heart, even the busiest of us can find success in the digital world. Merry travels, everyone!
All right, you heard it here first, and you heard it from the owner, the blogger of Sleigh Ride Travels, Santa's Sleigh Ride Travels. It's not just a blog. It's a go-to source for holiday travel inspiration. Really appreciate him taking some time from what is a very busy time of year for him in particular to appear on the podcast. I'm sure we'll give him that Side Hustle School PR bump because, you know, he has low name recognition. We always want to help with that. All right, I hope you enjoyed it. That's it for today. If you have a question and update, well, you know where to find me, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Take care of yourself and your family wherever you are. Excited to bring you the last week of the year, some special episodes, and then a little preview of what's to come very soon in 2024. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.